This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Never was really questioned about doing anything other than everything possible to try to win, and he won the championship. And now there are reports that the Celtics are going to sell his majority stake with his group that they've owned basically since 2002. Andy Gresh from our sister station WEEI in Boston joining us now on Brian and Company. I mean, Gresh, you know, there's the questions are obvious. Like, you know, are they selling because it's at the top? Are they selling because the future looks grim from a salary standpoint? And with all these signings in the last couple of days, do they already have a buyer lined up? Those are like the three essential questions, right?
Well, there's a couple of things. I have to think that Wick Grosbeck and Crew Brian, at least have a general idea as to the group of people who they might be able to sell to, including a guy in-house in Steve Pagliuca who is connected to Bain Capital. And let's just be real, okay? More than likely, a conglomerate, a venture capitalist, someone who has those ties are likely to come in and make a bid. We're talking about $5 billion. And even if you just looked at the Wick and Irving Grosbeck piece of that, Brian, like Vince McMahon just cashed out for $2.6 billion in cash when he got rid of WWE, and I know he's been in the news in a bad way and all that stuff. But even that guy, with all of his cash on hand, might not be able to walk in the door and get this piece of the Celtics from the Grosbecks. And I do think it is time to cash out. Listen, simple math, it's not hard. It was $360 million they got the team for. Wick and his dad supposedly put up about $225 million. And if they're going to walk away with $2.5 or $3 billion, I mean, sorry, fans, we're going to have to get over it. That's business.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, he got the title he wanted. You know, obviously, I think they won it was 09 or 08.
Two of them. But I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, and he's got a legacy there. And, you know, listen, the Sox have fallen off a cliff in terms of popularity with the ownership group. Same with Kraft, believe it or not. So, I mean, arguably, he's the most popular owner in the city. But, you know, I'm curious, you know, what about these salaries? I mean, you can't, like, sign off on, like, a $500 million payroll without – you think somebody's just going to say, sure, I'll assume that liability. I mean, that's a big chunk of change they're paying players in the next 5 years.
Well, you're also walking into kind of a ready-made basketball team, or you've at least got two superstars that, by the way, let's remember, Brian, 2 years ago, we were having discussions about whether Tatum and Brown were locked to stay here. And now, right, 2 years later, they both got their contracts. So if the crippling fear was, oh, my God, the Jays could leave if we don't put people around them, then you know everyone is made whole. I think what it is, Brian, it's a lot of hawk, there's no question. But it also shows organizational stability. Like, imagine if Wick Grosbeck were trying to sell the Celtics, and now Jason Tatum, who just got his big extension, was like, nah, I don't know, maybe I do want to go to free agency. You need to have that player stability to be able to flip the asset. And if it's an inside job and Steve Pagliuca and friends are going to take over, then this would have been all coordinated to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, if that's true, is that what some of the grumblings are, that Pagliuca might just take? Because he's in that group, right? He's with Grosbeck, yep, in that group. He would just buy their shares out?
Yeah, I would think so. And look, you know, not that I'm an expert on any of these things, but whenever you have a bigger group like that where there is the controlling interest, there normally are clauses built into those that if the controlling interest does want to sell, the people who are first in line who get into the bidding process are the existing partners. They have the ability to kind of buy it out. You're right. So I think that, and obviously he knows the financials. He knows the inside. He's got access to capital. And it would be something that the other NBA owners would be able to approve very easily. The whole stuff about the casinos and the win, and forget about that. Here's the thing, Brian, and this is what people are missing, right? So somebody's going to come in and say they pay $3.5 billion for the gross back end of the Celtics. They're then going to turn around in the city of Boston or somewhere near and buy property, design a building, build an arena. You're adding $2 billion onto what you're buying. So unless you already have an existing inn somewhere where you got some property that you can build on, or you just got a ton of money that you want to light on fire, because, I mean, outside of the basketball team, trying to keep arenas competitive nowadays is a cutthroat business. So something tells me the inside job might be the way to go here for the Seas.
Yeah, well, you bring up a really interesting point. We're talking to Andy Gresh from our sister station, WEEI in Boston, is that there's a train of thought that says, you know, the forward-looking economics, and again, you and I both, it's not our strength necessarily, don't actually look great for this type of situation, in the sense that people have been talking a ton that they don't own the building, right? And then the broadcast rights might somehow be less lucrative in the future, and these salaries are off the charts, that maybe from a business standpoint, outside of the profit you make when you actually sell it, might be problematic moving forward.
Yeah, I think that there are teams who have arenas where they get the full revenue stream, and then teams that don't. And let's just put this into perspective, okay? Because you're right, Brian. Maybe it is the real asset of actually owning the team, and that's where you end up making the money kind of on the back end, all right? But think of this. A couple years ago, during the heyday of the Golden State Warriors, that ownership group had to sell 5% of their team to be able to raise enough capital for them to be able to cover the tax bill for having this great squad. So think about that. They flipped 5% of what is now valued of an asset of $7 billion, and this was just a couple of years ago. So that $250 million, whatever it turned into, that 5% investment, has already grown for those owners in terms of the value of the franchise, especially with the new TV contract coming. So I think there's a little bit of classism going on as to whether you have an arena or you don't, as to sort of what is your level of profitability.
And now, look, you don't know. Grossbeck's
got to swallow hard writing a check to the freaking Jacobs every year.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. You don't know, because I don't. So it's not an indictment if you don't. Do we know, like, does Philly, who owns their own arena type thing and has that model?
Well, I mean, Jimmy Dolan in New York, clearly, own the Garden, and that's a weird crowd to begin with. But no, there are a lot of teams who do end up owning their arena, or they've got the deep pockets to kind of build their own. I just think that if you're coming in and spending a couple billion to get the team, unless you have land in the city of Boston or some kind of hookup or connect, good Lord, Robert and Jonathan Kraft been trying to get a soccer stadium built in one of the, in freaking Everett of all places for like 20 years, and they can't get it done. To think that Rich Guy Jones is going to all of a sudden buy the Celtics and then be like, sure, I'll just buy a big parcel downtown, knock it down, and build me an arena. Like, it's not that easy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't even know what's at Suffolk Downs anymore. I haven't been around there in so long.
They're old Suffolk Downs. Yeah, that's about it. And by the way, who in the world wants to try to get through the traffic to go over there? And that's tied into the Encore thing. And good Lord, look at Steve Wynn before anybody starts to think about they're going to be the ones. When people start mentioning the Wynn and Encore up here, Brian, just laugh at them. Just laugh at them, because part of the one of the owners of the whole Wynn group is also tied into the Houston Rockets. So it just shows that the people, it would just show that you're talking to someone that has no idea what they're talking about.
Amateur hour. Yeah, I think one of your points is so well taken. It's like a billionaire isn't enough to deal with this. You need You don't need Musk money, but you need more than, you know, a billion if you're going to pull this kind of stuff off, even with getting a group together. Listen, Gresh, thanks for getting up early for us. We appreciate it, as always.
No problem, and let's hope John Henry doesn't buy the team, because then he would own both of the regional networks, or at least have a piece in one and own Nesson. That's what we need. More freaking Charlie Moore. Just kill me now. I'd rather watch John Silva eat than Charlie Moore. That's all I got to say. I'll see you, buddy.
Oh, we'll end on that note. Great Andy Gresh.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.